Gary, we're out of time.
You might be going to bed over there, but
yes, I will.
Gary
be.
Boy here has got to think, what are we going to play tonight and in what order? And we don't go out and play the same, you know, we rehearse a lot of songs prior to going on a little tour like this. Now we're on our own, so we're doing a concert of two halves, and I've got to try and put them together in the next, well, I've got an hour to do it.
Do you stick any of your solo songs in there or not?
Yes, I am. Don't tell anybody, though. No, there's some great songs there. No, I'll slip one in now and again.
Gary, I just want to mention that you are Gary Brooker, MBE. That means the Queen's giving you something. So should I have been calling you Sir Gary or something like that?
Just my lord.
You don't have the right accent for it, though, I think.
Yes, from Cockney to, well, from Hackney Hospital to Buckingham Palace. It's not far. It's only about 6 miles.
Well, those 6 miles... quite a long stretch. I'd say your mum would have said you've done well, lad, and your dad.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a charitable effort for your music. I've always liked putting on and helping out with big shows that can raise money. And it was more to do with that, not because I'm old and grey or anything, and let's give him something before he picks the bucket.
What has Mick Jagger done? Because he's a Sir Mick, isn't he?
Well, actually, we were invested. We went to the invested show on the same day, Mick and I. He was late. He had on white trainers, and I think he felt incredibly embarrassed in these white trainers at the end. First, we thought, I'm Mick Jagger, I'll be cool. But actually, everybody else had done their best, whether they were rock and roll people or whoever they were. I know Mick looked really uncomfortable in his white trainers. But what did he do to become a sir?
Yes.
Well, he avoided paying UK tax. He made Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts sit in Paris studios for weeks waiting for him to turn up. What else has he done? And he can't dance as well as Michael Jackson.
That's definite too. But so, if it's Sir Mick, he doesn't play an instrument, and Keith Richards writes all the songs with Mick, and he plays an instrument, so why isn't there a Sir Keith Richards if there's a Sir Mick?
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm absolutely with you on that. I mean, there have been ambassadors. And I say they. You know, the Rolling Stones, and particularly, of course, Keith and Mick. I think Charlie's as important as everybody. And he's been there since the start, but why not just have made the pair of them OBEs? Some way, recognise their contribution to British exports. But to make him Sir Mick, who doesn't even live in the country, and Keith, who does live in Britain, I mean, they wrote all the songs together, they've been on the stage together for 50 years, it does seem rather odd. I'd be really peed off if I was Keith Richards.
Yeah.
I wouldn't talk to Jagger again. Certainly wouldn't call him Sir.
Well, you know what, Gary? The Queen, she's fickle, obviously.
Yeah.
She's got her favourites.
Yeah, well, it's political somewhere. Somebody, probably Tony Blair was behind it.
Any plans to come back to Australia, Gary?
Oh, well, I haven't heard anything on the horizon yet, but...
We haven't invited you back, have we? That's our shame.
No, this is the thing. All it takes is an invitation and a bit of money, and
yeah,
we'll be there. Well, I've got to play in Darwin next time, in the summer.
I think you're pushing it there. It's a bit hot then.
No, all right, I won't.
Well, actually, you know what? There's no such thing as summer in Darwin. It's either the rainy season or the dry season. It's just hot all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's much on the rock and roll map, not for international stars.
Yeah.
Perth, Adelaide, Canberra, Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, that's about it. Our ex-bass player and organist, Boko Haram and Paramounts, Chris Copping, he lives up there in Queensland, up near the Coral Sea. What's it called? The Great Barrier Reef Way.
Did he live in Melbourne for a while?
Yes, he did. He moved up there for the climate.
Well, look, we'd love to see you back here anyway. That's the short of it.
Thank you. Australians, Brits, we're all brothers. Don't let us fall out over cricket stumps.
Anyway, look.
Back to the chat.
Thank you.
And hello to all the people in Radioland.
Once again, Gary, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy your day. Thanks very much.
Gary Brooker signing off. Bye.